Okay, so just through the short presentation today, I wanted to outline the collaboration that I was part of in terms of art history, science, and some installation art. And there are three key areas that I'm going to touch upon. The first being the scope of the project, then the technical setup, and then finally to finish with the outputs. It's very also worth noting that this wasn't part of the Leverhulme, this was actually a Nesta funded project and had a somewhat larger budget to help support it. So the main objective then, if we're just to break it down into the simplest, was to enable audiences to enter archives that are normally inaccessible. So when we think about gallery interaction, we're either looking at a piece of artwork either fairly close to it or more remotely. Or if we're looking at an installation, then it can be quite hands-off, so you can be meters away from something and actually be only able to perceive a part of it. So for us to enable better interaction, we wanted to use some digital capture techniques to help us to do that. So the project itself had four main objectives, or four main stages to it. The first was to record the 3D interior of a gallery space using a laser scanner. Second was to develop an iPad app to allow full interaction and immersion with that 3D space. The third was to trial and review it using young users, so particularly targeting those that might not have been so interested in art history before. And then finally, to document that workflow so that we could make it available to other potential art spaces. So the area we chose for this was Paolozzi's studio, which was donated by the artist when he died to the Scottish National Gallery. As you can see from this is actually a stitch of a number of photos. To put it honestly, it's just a tip. And he was known particularly for using a whole range of objects or parts of objects, and actually would routinely go through rubbish and pick it up and bring it back to his studio. And if you look, you can see a piano keyboard in there where he's pulled off keys and used parts of that, and that's thrown to one side. He's got maquettes for some of his larger installations. He's got small busts that he produced as prototypes. So it's a range of material strewn around. Paolozzi himself was born in 1924 in Leith, so he grew up in Scotland, hence his affiliation to it. But he studied at the Slade School at UCL before setting up his own studio in Chelsea, and he went backwards and forwards with university teaching over his lifetime. Paolozzi is particularly known for his sculpture, his montage work, and his silkscreen prints, and he was doing pop art before anyone else was doing pop art in the early 50s, so he was very progressive in his artwork. He took a lot of inspiration, as I said, from junk that was strewn around him and incorporated it back into his sculptures. His sculptures that he's particularly famous for, and probably if you've been around London you'll have seen a number of these, is Newton outside the British Library. He's done another large sculpture outside Pimlico Tube Station, Euston Station, Kew Gardens, and he did all of the mosaics at Tottenham Court Road Underground as well. So his work is very, very widely distributed around the UK. So to start with, we went away and tested. So we set up a test scene of objects at Kingston and just got a laser scanner just to see how it worked. That was okay. We went away and tested some more. This is at the V&A archive in West London, and this is the Crazy Cat collection, which is a range of objects that Paolozzi collected together, and we scanned this. We hit a number of problems here in the scanning caused by the reflection of the objects, and it required quite a lot of liaison with the laser scanner manufacturers. We then had 2 days in the studio itself, so this is normally completely closed off, so they allowed us in there. There were two of us at any one time. You can see the laser scanner on the screen there, and we set up in this space, which is about 10 by 8 metres. We had 12 different locations that we scanned from. It was very, very tight, and I was quite paranoid about just turning around and knocking a whole load of busts flying. Paolozzi had his own platform bed, which I'm standing on there, in his studio. As you can see, the laser scanner is right on the edge of it, so I just had this feeling that at some point I'd forget where I was and just step off the edge of it and go smashing into all of these busts on the floor. Thankfully, we didn't damage, destroy, or remove anything from the space. So we had 2 days where we completed these 12 different sets of scans over the whole room, which gave us a scanning density of around 1 millimeter per for every single point in this three-dimensional space. We also at the same time collected very high resolution photos, 360 degree domes over this, again at their highest around 0.5 millimeters per pixel across the entire space. So the resolution of the imagery is the most detailed you'll find for the space here. The iPad app then was passed over to the developers, so the project used a commercial development house that some of the other members had had experience of. So the first thing to say that iOS app development is expensive. So this is about £60,000 worth of investment just on the app, which constrained the budget for other parts of the project. It has a complete three-dimensional rotatable immersive point cloud in there, so you can go in and rotate yourself around the space. The purple dots on there are essentially portals, and they use objects in the space to allow you to investigate some of the art history. There's lots of recordings of Paolozzi himself, photographs of him, of objects, interviews with people that he worked with. Retrospectively, we wouldn't develop for iOS in the future. One is the expense, but two, it's completely locked down so that this isn't accessible to anyone else on any other platform. So a general cross-platform approach would be better in terms of usability and cheaper as well. The other crucial thing is that the iPad has a relatively limited amount of memory, so this is a very, very stripped down data set. The raw data set itself is much, much, much more detailed than you'll see in the app, and that's something that we'll be putting onto the web. So in terms of the outcomes of the project, we did manage to produce a visualization and interaction in terms of three dimensions. It allows you to have a non-linear approach to exploring the art history of Paolozzi and the objects he created. It was a really interesting way of being able to collaborate between art history, art and science, and whilst laser scanning is now being used more extensively in art and in archiving materials, it was very interesting to work in such a small and detailed space and integrate the very, very high resolution photographs into that as well. So the app itself is next door in the main hall, connected to a big TV on a stand, so you can go and interact with it. It's there for the rest of the day, and I'll be around, so if you've got any questions, please do come and ask me.